It's Wednesday, the 15th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Zimbabwe's ruling party wants Old Mutual's listing on the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange terminated. That's according to an official who says that he has been clarifying a weekend statement in which ZANU-PF called for the company to be ejected from the nation's financial system. Tafadzwa Mugwadi, the Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front's Director of Information and Publicity, told Bloomberg that the statement was about the listing of Old Mutual on the stock exchange. The party will issue an official statement on the matter later, he said. Old Mutual is the largest company trading on the Harare Stock Exchange. Zimbabwe suspended trade on the domestic bourse in late June as part of a state effort to end the nation's economic crisis. The government wants to eradicate the Old Mutual implied rate, which is a gauge used by domestic companies to determine the future cost of goods and services. For more on the Zimbabwe crisis, join the BizNews Midweek Catch-Up webinar today, Wednesday the 15th of July. Joining BizNews host Linda Van Tilburg to answer your questions are Tara O'Connor from Africa Risk Consulting, Zimbabwean economist Tony Hawkins, and Zimbabwe financial services expert Sean Gammon, Managing Director of Emara Corporate Finance. And you can find the link to register on biznews.com. SAA is getting ready for takeoff again with a new interim CEO, Philip Saunders, appointed to oversee the restructuring of a new competitive airline born out of the old. The Department of Public Enterprises has approved a plan that needs government backing for 10 billion rand in funding for SAA. At a meeting convened by the business rescue practitioners, 86% of creditors voted to support a business rescue plan. The Department of Public Enterprises has denied that SAA is a vanity project. SAA has guzzled billions in taxpayers' funds over the past decade, which has been characterized by gross financial mismanagement and corruption at the state-owned airline. An Eskom tender that grew from 114 million rand to a staggering 14 billion rand may have been illegal. That's according to an investigation. Eskom Holdings may have broken tender laws in concluding a 2005 agreement with the Black & Veatch Corporation, says Bloomberg. A former High Court judge who conducted the investigation, which cleared Eskom Chief Operating Officer Jan Oberholzer of corruption, questioned why the cost of the continuing contract increased to more than 14 billion rand from an initial 114 million rand. This former judge says the deal should be investigated. Cash-strapped Sun International will tap shareholders for funds in a 1.2 billion rand rights issue. The owner of Sun City Resort will use the rights issue funds to improve its short to medium-term liquidity and strengthen its balance sheet, it says. The Foschini Group said on Tuesday it was looking to raise up to 4 billion rand through a rights offer to cut back its debt. The South African retailer faces challenges in its core markets. The Foschini Group on Monday announced a plan to acquire certain stores and selected assets of Jet from Edcon's administrators. Aspen has offered to cut prices by an average of 73% for 6 off-patent cancer drugs, EU antitrust regulators said on Tuesday. This is a move that could help the South African pharmaceutical company avoid a potentially hefty fine. The European Commission opened an investigation into Aspen in 2017 following concerns that it may have charged excessive prices for drugs critical in treating patients suffering from certain types of life-threatening cancer, such as leukemia and multiple myeloma. Aspen's price cuts will cover all of Europe except for Italy, which imposed a 5 million euro fine on the company in 2016 for price hikes of up to 1,500% for some drugs. Finally, a look at how stocks were doing on the JSE. At the end of the trading session, among the best performers of the day were Royal Bafokeng Platinum and Impala Platinum, which each gained about 2-3%. Leading stocks down was Distell, which shed just over 8% on the news of the renewed alcohol ban in South Africa. Other shares which lost value on Tuesday included DRD Gold, which shed just over 6%, and Standard Bank, which lost just over 3%. Late on Tuesday, R16.76 would buy you $1, R21.02 would get you £1, while £19.11 was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.